In this video, we're going to explore how AI is used to tailor customer experiences and suggest relevant products or services. So AI-powered personalization involves using artificial intelligence to tailor digital experiences to individual user preferences and behaviors. And it's done by analyzing vast amounts of data from user interactions, for example, clicks and browsing history and purchase behavior. And then it can understand the customer's preferences and predict future needs. So let's look at Facebook, for example. The Facebook algorithm looks at your likes, your shares, and your comments to understand your interests and preferences. And based on this data, Facebook personalizes your newsfeed to show you content that is more likely to engage you, creating a more enjoyable browsing experience. Similarly, Amazon utilizes AI to personalize your shopping experience. By analyzing your purchase history, search queries, and items in your cart, Amazon's algorithm can suggest products that align with your interests and needs. And this personalized approach not only enhances your shopping experience, but also increases the likelihood of a purchase, which benefits both the customer and the business. So now we're going to look at two popular recommendation techniques used in various industries to enhance user experience and drive engagement. So let's start with collaborative filtering, which is based on the idea that users who have agreed in the past tend to agree again in the future. And there are two main types: user-based collaborative filtering and item-based collaborative filtering. So user-based collaborative filtering, this approach finds similar users based on their past behavior, such as movie ratings or product purchases, and it then recommends items liked by these similar users to the current user. Item-based collaborative filtering. So instead of focusing on users, this method recommends items that are similar to those a user has previously enjoyed. And it does this by analyzing other users' interactions with these items. For example, if many users who bought product X also bought product Y, then product Y will be suggested to users who purchased product X but have not purchased product Y yet. So moving on to content-based filtering. This method recommends items based on their features, such as genre in movies or keywords in books, and user preferences. For example, if a user frequently watches sci-fi movies, the system will recommend new sci-fi movies based on characteristics similar to those previously enjoyed by the user. So let's look at an example of item-based collaborative filtering. So if many customers purchase a certain laptop, but also purchased a specific laptop bag, and we see a customer who purchases this laptop but has not yet purchased anything else, we can use collaborative filtering to recommend this bag to them based on other users' experiences. So both collaborative and content-based filtering are powerful techniques used in recommendation systems to enhance user experience and engagement. And understanding these methods can help businesses make more informed decisions and improve customer satisfaction.